Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire and whole spirit, soul, and body. When we're talking about getting healed, it's mostly about your soul. Now, there's effects in our body, our physical being, that needs healing, but very often our greatest needs for healing in our body are because of our great need for healing in our soul. So we combine the two, the need for physical healing and the need for soulical healing. Both of those, we need to learn how to go to God to get healed. He wants you whole. And he's not going to settle for you learning to live with wounds that he wants to heal. Now, we can always go back to Paul and his thorn in the flesh, and we are sometimes told that he just learned to live with it. And sometimes God just gives us burdens to bear and gives us credit for how well we bear it. The difference is who's deciding whether we are to bear that burden. Paul got an answer from God about it. He went to him and asked him, you know, to heal the wound, to remove the thorn in his flesh. Now, whether this is a physical or an emotional or a need or whatever. And he did so. He went to God and asked for relief in this area until he got an answer from God. Our common problem is that we draw our own conclusions. We don't wait to hear from him. And that's what very often causes us to continue to live with something that God does not want us to live with, that he does not want us to accommodate. So we go to him and let him tell us what the reality is in that given situation. So we've been talking about additional aspects of getting healed. Previously, we were talking about the results of getting healed. We're going to start now talking about the challenges of getting healed. Now, by challenges, what we want to sort of connect with is very often we think of anything that's hard as being negative, when really it's when we have an obstacle to overcome, that's when we can rise to the occasion. We can learn about our strengths. This is one of the reasons, just the way our nature as beings here on this earth is made, that we don't thrive without challenges. If everything was too easy for you, you would never know about your strengths or your weaknesses. You would never know about your need for God. So when we look at, for instance, even governments or religious institutions, organizations that try to make the decisions for others, They are actually putting themselves in the place of God. If you don't have a need, you don't need know how to need God, how to go to Him to get that need fulfilled. So anyone in your life who is trying to meet all your needs, they are trying to be your God. Now, there's no motive attached to that. There's no, you know, well, they're just trying to control, or and that, which may be true, but from our perspective, motive is none of your business. Behavior is. This is, unfortunately, we run into so often the concept that we are not to judge. Well, that's not true. You are definitely to learn how to judge, but not according to your own perception, but according to a free soul. Not according to your flesh, but as your soul is free to be joined to your spirit, you're going to judge according to truth, according to righteousness, according to reality, and not according to your interpretation of perception or your feelings or your stake in the issue. So we want to even evaluate where we are getting our needs met. Who or what are we looking to before we look to God? We want to value our challenges. God has crafted the challenge you're facing right now just for you. That doesn't mean we don't get help. We don't ask for help. We do. But we ask God first. This is, again, all part of the learning process. And we, you know, remember, God is interested in every part of your life. He's not saying, okay, you can ask me about the big things, but don't bother me with the little things. It's all about knowing Him. And every opportunity we have, we want to make the most of it. We're developing those new habits that will carry us through those times when the crisis is so bad that if we didn't know Him, we wouldn't know how to make it through. There are things that we go through that God has set aside that we must go through. Challenges and crises and disappointments. But also there are things that we go through that are probably not necessary, and that we only go through them because we refuse to learn how to go to God. So the challenges that are involved in getting healed. As with most things in life, getting healed through dependence on God brings not only benefits, the results, but challenges. Nobody likes the stress that comes from change. Yet, it is being changed that keeps us dependent on God and provides this life with its adventure. And hopefully that's what you see your life with God as, an adventure. You never know what He has for you. But you know you can be prepared. If you know how to hear from Him, how to learn from Him, you will be ready for whatever it is. First, getting healed challenges us through change. As we are healed, we are changed on many levels. Very often, the way we relate to people, to ourselves, to our past and our future is changed. Even our beliefs change. this change often causes stress. I mean, it causes stress within us, but certainly in those other areas, within ourselves, within others. When you are healed and you have created if you have a relationship or a circle of friends and they all know you a certain way and you stop being that certain way, they have to change to accommodate that. And they may not want to. For instance, if you belong to a self-help group and all of a sudden you don't need self-help, you truly overcome something, an addiction, they may try to tell you need to still continue to go to this self-help group. God may say, no, you're free. You're healed. You don't need self-help. I've already helped you. You have a choice to make, and change is hard. One of the reasons that kind of a situation is so difficult is because it gives a strange kind of hope that rather than being taught that if you have an addictive personality, you'll always be addicted to that. Well, that's a lie. And when one person overcomes that, that gives that weird hope that maybe I shouldn't give up. Maybe I should learn to see if there's a way to overcome this. And just to follow through on this one thought about addiction, you can be addicted to any substance in numerous ways. You can be addicted by having to have it, but you can also be addicted by having to stay away from it. It can control your life. Let's say alcohol. Alcohol can control your life even by your having to have it or by your having to stay away from it. If you see yourself as a victim, as an addictive person, you are contradicting who God says you are. So those are areas that once we begin to see God's freedom in our life will cause challenges in other people's actions and beliefs as well. So we need to be prepared for that. Because there's the old saying, misery loves company. And as long as there's more of us who are victims, consider ourselves victims in addictive personalities, or even that it's genetic, there's no real reason for us to expect to live free. We can just accept where we are and never force change. We settle for being victims. And again, that's contrary to who God says you are. If we've been miserable, to whatever degree, people, our friends, our family, have gotten used to us behaving miserably. It will take time for people to treat us differently and even for our beliefs to line up. Some people will not want you to change. And you may have to make difficult decisions. But if you choose life, you will never regret it. If you choose to remain a victim, you're not doing anyone else any good. When you leave that miserable situation, that miserable relationship where misery loves company, and you become free, they may be angry, and they may be accusatory and condemning, but they will have something to think about, and that might be the one area God may be able to get through to them. Because you can be just as addictive to a substance by not having it as by having it. We don't want to be controlled by anything. You can't see yourself as a victim and be walking in the spirit at the same time. Next, getting healed challenges us to submit to the authority of God. This kind of comes out of our change. One of the beliefs that will likely be challenged regards who has authority in our lives. The more free you become by being healed, the less vulnerable you will become to the lies and manipulations of others. When we begin to be healed, God begins to exercise His authority on all levels, soulical and natural. He's already exerted it in the spiritual. And He brings us out from under the authority and control of others. He doesn't share His authority, His sovereignty, with anyone else, even if we want Him to. So people, again, who have been getting their needs met through controlling others, through controlling you, will react. Sometimes quite strongly. When healing begins to bring confidence and dependence to those they once could manipulate. This was what upset the Pharisees so much about Jesus. Because He had confidence in who He was and who He is and what His Father taught about Him. He was not, Jesus was never vulnerable to the religious manipulation used by church leaders. This is an example for us as well. That the more you know God and who you are, the more confidence you have in God's ability to speak for Himself, to train you and to teach you and to provide and meet all your needs. This will keep you from being vulnerable to the manipulation of others. If you want to get along with God, stay out of His chair. And don't let anyone else sit in it either. Getting healed is a process. And our relationships will change. Settle that in your mind now, that it's worth it. God has put you in those situations, and He has you in those relationships. It's not a surprise. And He's not like, oh, you know, well, let the chips fall where they may. He has a purpose and a plan for every impact that you may have in other people's lives. You don't need to know about it. You just go about doing what God has told you to do in your life. The healing He wants to bring, you just enjoy it. You experience it. You don't need to worry about the effects that it's going to have on other people's beliefs. You can't control it anyway. You just know what your freedom is. Now, we don't do that just to, you know, spite others. And again, we want to make sure we've heard from God. I had one friend, just such a wonderful example. We were working in a ministry together, and he had sold his house and moved to the area to be involved in this ministry, he and his wife. And they were a retired couple, and they got an apartment that was close to where we worked. And he was very proud of that, and you know, we were asking if he was, you know, going to buy a house. We were several people were in the process of buying houses, and he said, no, God told us to live in an apartment because there's economic problems going to happen, and he wants us to be able to move. So we're going to stay living in an apartment. So he lived in an apartment, and several, like I said, several people bought houses, and it was maybe 2 years later, and he announced that he was looking for a house. And we, you know, asked him, well, I thought you said that God told you to live in an apartment for the rest of your life. And he said, well, I didn't know the rent was going to go up every 6 months. And what we do is we draw conclusions. We create beliefs and then say, God said it. I am sure that if he truly believed God had told him to live in an apartment for the rest of his life, it wouldn't matter if the rent went up every 6 months. But because he just believed in his belief, it was based on his own conclusions, and he didn't have confidence in himself that he was hearing clearly from God. When options and changes occurred in his decisions, he changed his mind. Now, he never said, well, maybe I didn't hear from God, or, well, he's changed his mind. It was like, no, I gave new facts, and so it doesn't really matter. I'm making my decision. So we want to be clear on being able to hear him clearly. He knows what you need, and he's already provided it through your spirit. But getting healed also will involve our responsibility to be true to what God tells us, because we no longer see ourselves as victims. Getting healed challenges us to become needy and out of control. And this may seem contrary to what we were just talking about, but follow along, because it's all about depending on God. It's all about the source, not necessarily the action. To become healed doesn't mean you will never need someone, that God will never use someone else to meet your needs. On the contrary, it's because you are depending on him that he will choose a variety of ways to meet your needs. But because you are depending on him, he will be meeting your needs through others. Not because you choose to, for those needs to be met, but because he does. The more healed we get, the more we recognize and experience our need for God. The more dependent we become, the less control our soul, our mind, will, and emotions has over its environment, over your circumstances. As we are healed, we become less and less under the influence of our own thoughts, our own decisions, our own emotions, our own beliefs, our own view of ourselves. This will, at times, feel and look like being out of control, though we are actually coming under the greatest spiritual discipline, the strictest control of our spirit. This, too, will become separation from both the world system and other believers that haven't experienced this freedom. So the more free you become, the more your outward actions will be unexpected and unexplainable, inconsistent with what others may consider to be the norm. Because we're allowing God to shake whatever needs to be shaken in our lives. We want a full healing. We want a full restoration. We want to experience freedom and joy and true satisfaction and contentment. And God very often has to shake those things that have been holding us back. It's the earthquake in the prison that frees the captives. May not be a pleasant experience, but freedom results. Freedom can be scary, and being whole can be scary, but it's worth it. You'll have to taste and see for yourself. Someone else saying it or teaching it isn't going to be a good motivator. It can be an encourager and a confirmer, but you need to learn how to be motivated directly by God. Getting healed also challenges us to that freedom. Freedom entails responsibility to grow up in our soul and body into sons and joint heirs. When you realize you're not a victim, you're an overcomer. You see how necessary it is for you to be healed, for you to learn how to be healed, how to go to God, just like Jesus did. If you are afraid of getting wounded, you're going to hide from the battles. You're going to be hesitant in trying new things. But if you know God heals and how to do that, how to go to Him, the simplicity of it, the bolder and the more confident and the more accepting of your true reality you can become. We no longer get away with letting our mind think what it wants, letting our emotions dictate our actions, or even making decisions based on our own assessment. This is where spirit discipline comes in. Your new ways, God's ways, are not solical. They're not what's familiar. And as we learn to walk by the Spirit in freedom, we will also learn the discipline and responsibility that comes with it. Responsibility and authority always go hand in hand. In any area where you have authority, you have responsibility. In any area where you have responsibility, you have authority. And that's a good test to see if maybe you've been put in an impossible situation. If you don't have authority over something, but someone's going to hold you responsible for it, that's an untenable situation. It's an impossible situation. Like asking someone to be responsible for the weather, knowing full well that they have no authority over it. Which is one of the reasons we don't blame the weatherman for not getting it right. We all recognize that they have no authority over it. So we're in the process of learning. And that's the value of the process, is learning. So let the Lord show you any area where He's calling you to overcome a specific on the process of getting healed. We'll pick it up there next Tuesday. Thursday we'll be getting back together again at 7:30 and then 9 o'clock on Saturday. Until then, have a great day. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.